As one man said, the prodigal son has come home as James Laurinaitis, former All-American linebacker for your Ohio State Buckeyes, has joined the Buckeyes coaching staff for 2023.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 30th in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. I hit the wrong graphic. There we go. Let's get back in motion. This episode is brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your 2023 goals. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. Terms and conditions apply. During this episode, we will discuss what this addition to the coaching staff means for James Laurinaitis, and the Ohio State basketball team lost another game. But before we get to any of that, it's nice when you can have a former Buckeye join the coaching staff, and it's nice that former Buckeye was somebody that was a former All-American, played the National Football League, has been a member of the media, and has also been a part of the coaching staff at another team, so we can bring all that experience to Ohio State when they join the Ohio State coaching staff. In comes James Laurinaitis. Three-time consensus All-American from 2006 to 2008 in 07 and 08. He won the Jack Lambert Trophy. He won the Bronco Nagurski Trophy in 06. He was two-time Big Ten Player of the Year in 2007 and 2008. He played numerous years in the National Football League, multiple years for the St. Louis Rams, and 1 year for the New Orleans Saints. James Laurinaitis is one of those former Buckeyes that everybody loves. Honestly, I don't know a person that has anything negative or bad to say about him. You think about what he was as a player, how he has conducted himself as a member of the media, the local media, when he was working for 97.1 The Fan before going to Notre Dame's coaching staff as a grad assistant a year ago. He's now currently still a grad assistant for Ohio State. And I think Ryan Day understands if you want to allow somebody to help themselves to go through and go up the ranks and get their feet wet in coaching, being a GA is not a bad idea for them. Now, it's a lot of the grunt work. It's a lot of the work that some people don't want to do, but it's ultimately not a bad idea. And a lot of coaches, a lot of your great coaches, they were grad assistants for their alma maters, the schools that they made their names famous at when they first got into coaching. Here is what Ryan Day had to say via a press release that came out in regards to James Laurinaitis joining the Ohio State coaching staff. Quote, "I am thrilled for our program and especially for our current and future Buckeyes who will benefit so much from having James on staff. James is a terrific young man with wisdom as a Buckeye and experience as an 8-year NFL veteran. He is going to be a very important part of our program going forward," end quote. Think about this. They see Bobby Carpenter around there all the time. But Bobby Carpenter is not a coach. He's not a grad assistant. He's not a quality control guy. Bobby Carpenter is a member of the media from 97.1 The Fan. He does stuff for the podcast with Austin Ward and Jeremy Birmingham and Bill Landis. He also does stuff for Sirius XM, hosts the radio show there. He's more of a former player, yes, but he also has media access, yes, but he's not a coach there on a regular basis. So the relationship might be a little bit different. He's not hands-on in practice, technique-wise. They see Tyvus Powell around there, and you see Joshua Perry around there, and I'm sure I know Cardo Jones comes around for the collective that he's a part of, and Mike Doss to show his face. You see all these Buckeye greats come around every now and then, but seeing a guy there and having a guy there every single day is great for the players because he can even talk about what it meant for him, what it means, what it was like for being coached by Jim Tressel. He could talk about what it was like being coached by one of the Buckeye greats? What it was like playing in multiple national championship games? What it was like going up against Tim Tebow? And what it was like going up against all these guys? And what it meant when it was only the BCS and the changes that are here in the sport? He can get a little bit more hands-on, nitty-gritty in practice and have some of those conversations. But also, he can share some of the technique that he utilized, that he learned from college and the National Football League while he is there coaching with the team. I think it's a great move for the team. Great move for these young players. Because think about this. Tommy Eichenberg, Steel Chambers, Cody Simon, CJ Hicks, Sonny Styles. Who, I don't know if Sonny Styles is going to be a safety or a linebacker next year, but whatever he is, he's going to have some linebacker traits. He's going to get some run with James Laurinaitis. Think about all of the things that this means for these young athletes. Reed Carico, Poliana Otioti, who still can play. Not sure if he's going to play. I don't think he's going to have a chance to play in the National Football League, but he can still get some experience from James Laurinaitis. All of the Buckeye linebackers are going to be able to benefit. Who else will be able to benefit? Jim Knowles. Because let's say James Laurinaitis proves his worth as a GA. He understands what it means as a coach. He understands the opportunity that's right in front of him. And he seizes the day. Think about what that means for him and his future as being a football player at The Ohio State University. Ultimately, I'm happy for James Laurinaitis. I'm not being a football player, football coach, excuse me. I'm happy for James Laurinaitis coming back to the university. I think it's great for the players. I think it's great for Ryan Day. And maybe in a few years, couple years, you can see James Laurinaitis being on the being the linebackers coach at Ohio State. Don't think it'll happen in 2024. I don't think he'll progress that high and make that jump in 2024. Some people have speculated that there on the Bird app, on the Twitter. I don't think that's going to happen that quickly. I'm not saying it won't happen, though. And I think Ryan Day knows there's a good chance that James Laurinaitis, as a GA, could move his way up the Ohio State coaching staff very, very quickly. What does this mean, though? What are some more angles that we could look at and tap into when it comes to James Laurinaitis joining the Ohio State coaching staff? We'll discuss those next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to us by FanDuel Sportsbook. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sportsbook in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to the point spreads to who will score a touchdown. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen of the day. And Locked On is heading to the Senior Bowl. Get inside analysis from the host that covered the NFL's next generation in college and find out which NFL draft boards these players will be climbing, all in one location. Subscribe to Locked On NFL Draft for nightly live shows from the Senior Bowl on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the past few years, the Locked On hosts have been able to go to the Senior Bowl and get coverage, get some inside scoops, and you will not want to miss those live shows, as there will be numerous hosts that'll be there live on those shows, helping you learn about the players that are Buckeyes now that'll be representing Ohio State in the National Football League. So anytime I think about a grad assistant, I think about the low man on the totem pole. Somebody who's trying to scratch and claw and literally climb their way to the top. Now, maybe the top for them is not the top for someone else, but they're trying to be all they can be at a profession. It's kind of like an entry-level position, but it's a little bit of a different level of entry-level. Normally, your grad assistants are not almost 40 years old, as James Laurinaitis has almost hit that mark in his life. So you're going to think like grad assistant, James, like an entry-level position coming around like out of college. For someone who's a senior in college, graduates, they get a job, they're entry-level, great. They're in that field. They're going to work their way up. They're going to kind of – it's a lot more nitty-gritty, a lot more stuff. And most of the time, your GAs, they are 20, 21, 22. I mean, you could probably – I don't have the list right in front of me. You can probably think Jim Knowles, Ryan Day, all the other coaches, a lot of them started as grad assistants out of college at the schools they played football at as they climbed their way up. I believe Chris Holtman, Ohio State's basketball coach, I believe he started as a grad assistant. It's normal. It's normal for that to happen. But you're carrying a lot of the things, doing a lot of stuff that nobody else wants to do. But that's the way the cookie crumbles in this profession. You have to do that. You have to do a lot of the stuff nobody else wants to do. And I honestly want to think and believe that if James Laurinaitis was a bad grad assistant last year at Notre Dame, that he would not be at Ohio State at the same position. He probably didn't like some of the things he had to do, but he realized, if I want to be a coach, this is what needs to happen. I thought he was phenomenal in the media space. I thought that he did a great job on the radio, the times I was able to catch him on 97.1 The Fan, the times that I was able to catch him call a Buckeye football game or call a football game in general. I thought he did a phenomenal job. But some people, they have greater aspirations. They have greater plans. They have greater goals. They have greater financial goals and making some changes and making some moves in their career that you might – some people say you should not make or they should not make. They're making them. And ultimately, it helps them progress and it helps them be better and be what they want to be in their career. And there's no better place to be a GA than a school that you, one, played at, but it's also Ohio State. If I were to go through James Laurinaitis' accolades and stats and discuss what he did as a player, you'd be like, oh my gosh, Jay making the LB coach right now. I don't know if he's ready for that. Or is this his second year coaching at any level? I don't know if he's ready. Well, I don't know any level. He could have done some little league or middle school stuff. I don't know there. I don't know if he's ready to go up and be Ohio State's LB coach and get that to him over Jim Knowles, especially after a year where Steele Chambers and Tommy Eichenberg in the linebacker position played really, really good football. I don't know if he's ready for that. I do know this, though. I do believe James Laurinaitis is going to be able to show not just himself, but also other former Buckeyes, and let's say Mike Dawson, let's say Tyvus Powell, or let's say eventually, I don't think Joshua Perry wants to come into coaching. He has it pretty good right now with the Big Ten Network and the broadcasting things that he has going on. But let's just say there are other former Buckeyes that play with Laurinaitis, but they're not sure if coaching is there. And let's say that they see what Laurinaitis is doing. They see the GA move, and they see, oh, he's going up, up, and up. And they see how Ryan Day works with this young man, and they see how Ryan Day assists him, and they see how Ryan Day works with Laurinaitis, and they see how Jim Knowles works with him, and it's like, oh, we can do this too. And I have seen all of you guys on the Bird app, on the Twitter, come out and say, well, so-and-so should be here, and 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 I get all of that. I don't know if all those guys want to be coaches. I mentioned Mike Doss because I've seen numerous people say Mike Doss. I have seen some people say Tyvus Powell. I have seen some people say other players on. I don't know if they all want to be there. Some of y'all might say JT Barrett. I don't know. JT Barrett is coaching, but does he want to coach at Ohio State, the school that he played at, the school that he made his name famous at? Who knows? Yes, it would be a luxury, but nobody knows if they want. I personally don't know if they want to do that. But if they do, and James Laurinaitis is successful, he's able to work his way up the food chain towards the top of that very thing, we might see more Buckeyes join Ohio State's coaching staff, even at a later age than normal, to try to work their way up the chain. Coaching isn't easy. It's not. You have to have a certain level of you have to be mentally tough. You have to know how to, one, recruit. Recruiting's not easy. You have to know how to recruit. You have to learn how to recruit. They have to be mentally tough. You need to know how to adapt to the ever-changing landscape of college football. You need to be able to adapt to things that may be unexpected to you. The adaptation of this sport is unlike anything it's ever been. And some guys see the NIL, they see the transfer portal, those two things being the big ones that might derail somebody from wanting to be a football coach in college. If Larinatis is able to do it and do it well and make these connections and move up, and maybe he doesn't become an LB coach at Ohio State, maybe it's another school, but if he's able to get his start and maybe he's a two-year or three-year guy on this coaching staff, I think you may see other former Buckeyes that haven't coached really anywhere, haven't really been a part, haven't thought of coaching. Oh, Larinatis can do it. How about we go ahead and try to make this move as well? I would love to see it. I would love him to be a trendsetter. And for a guy who had, let's see here, 300+ tackle seasons, a guy who had three seasons where he had seven tackles for loss, or at least seven tackles for loss, a guy who had at least three seasons where he had four sacks or more, two interceptions or more in three seasons as well. Just those numbers alone, a young Buckeye freshman or sophomore linebacker will say, "Hey, man, I see your numbers. I see what you did on the field numerically. I see the tape. Teach me your ways." And as he starts teaching and teaching and teaching, other guys can come in. "Let me teach you something. Let me teach you something. Let me teach you something." It could very well turn out to be something like my Miami Hurricanes. Now, Ohio State's brotherhood is just like theirs. We heard all about the U. It's all about the U and how all those former players, from Michael Irvin, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, how they all flocked down there to Coral Gables all offseason. Ohio State's the same way. And it very well could turn out to be just that, to where we hear more about more former Buckeyes going to Columbus to work with these guys in the offseason. Not sure. But I do think for former Buckeyes that might have the coaching itch, if Larinatis does well, they might get the same thought and join the coaching staff themselves. Happy for James Larinatis. I'm not happy about this outcome that we got last night as Ohio State lost another basketball game. I know exactly where the Buckeyes lost the game, and it wasn't in the second half. We'll discuss what happened last on Saturday evening in Assembly Hall next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more, and the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for someone you love, check out Billiards Plus and get there early this year. Billiards Plus carries the best selection of pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada, Billiards, and more. Plus, they have top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family owned and operated for generations. Sports betting is now legal in Ohio, and Locked On has a perfect show to help new and seasoned gamblers. Download and subscribe to Locked On Bets for daily picks and analysis wherever you get your fine podcasts. This is becoming a broken record. Ohio State losing basketball games. Ohio State losing close basketball games is more of a broken record than what happened on Saturday evening in Bloomington, Indiana. Ohio State kept the game close most of the first half, and even, well, the margin in the second half, if you started at 0-0 in the second half, that would have been close as well. But the team had a five-minute stretch at the end of the first half, which is where they lost this game. But as I was watching the game, even in the first half, I'm thinking to myself, okay, IU's playing basketball like they're expected to play basketball. Ohio State is Bryce Sensabaugh and whoever else wants to show up and try to score the basketball. It's still a mystery. That's the biggest mystery to me with this team. Who is the second scorer, second consistent scorer? Ever since Zed Key got hurt, we have not seen that Zed Key since. He's been playing. He's back in the starting lineup. We have not seen that Zed Key, who was a force early in the season. Bryce Sensabaugh ends the game with 23 points, and at times it was like, okay, he could get his, and IU knew that. IU knew Bryce Sensabaugh could get his. IU also knew if they let him, if they kind of put a little attention on some other players, a little pressure, they would crumble. It happened. But in this game, I thought for a second, I got a little glimpse of hope. Small, very small, but a little glimpse of hope that Ohio State in the second half would turn on the Jets, crank up the heat, and play in a way that they have not played in, what, a month? A month or so? I think they went 2-7 in games in the month of January. No, man. That was not the case. Bryce Sensabaugh, 23 points in this game. The story of this game, I believe the score is 31-30 with about 5 minutes left in this game. Indiana was up 31-30. And then the next thing you know, they went on a 15-0 run, will have a 16-point lead, 46-30 at the end of the first half. And IU fans in Assembly Hall were rocking. It was wild. It was crazy. We talked about it on Friday. We knew those fans would be wild. We knew those fans would be rocking and rolling and ready to go for this game. We knew Ohio State needed to be ready for a hostile environment. We talked about all those things. And during that 15-0 run, even before that, it seemed like the Buckeye basketball players were not ready for that environment. Now, you may want to say, Jay, was it the transfers? Was it the freshmen? It was everybody. It was clear that that environment was too much for a lot of players on the basketball team. The intensity of Indiana's players was too much. You had a guy in Trey Galloway make a nice, beautiful, swifty reverse layup. And I was like, oh my goodness, man. You could have kept that in your bag, man. You had to put him on a highlight like that. First half, Jordan Huchefino of Indiana, a really good freshman, hit five straight threes. I think in the game, he hit six of his first 7 3-point shots that he made. Trace Jackson Davis is playing like a guy that's playing inspired basketball. 18 points, 10 rebounds, six assists. His brother made a joke and said that his brother, who's a transfer quarterback playing for Indiana next year, made an interesting comment saying that Trace Jackson Davis has played a whole lot better since Taven Jackson has transferred to Indiana. Now, I know brotherly love, brotherly rivalry, brother sibling stuff. I get all that stuff. But Trace Jackson Davis was playing a whole lot better basketball than he did previously. But Indiana was just too much. Ohio State had no chance. And I talked about it on Friday. Act like you care. Heart, energy, effort, it needs to be there. Chris Hubbell made an interesting comment. Some people were wondering where Tanner Holden was and where were some other guys that normally get some run. Holtman was trying to shorten the rotation. Here's my combat for that. If something ain't working, shortening rotation might not always be the right fix. There's a time and a place to shorten the rotation. I don't think that game Saturday night against Indiana was a time, because once you get on 16, everything's on the table. Once you realize in the second half of the game, that nothing you're doing is shortening this lead, it's cutting into the lead, everything is on the table. And ultimately, I hope when the Buckeyes play Wisconsin on Wednesday. I think the game's on Wednesday. Let me get that correct really quick. Yeah, the game's on Thursday, actually. You have a few days off. The next time the Buckeyes play their game, that game's on Thursday. I hope Chris Holtman does not do this again and puts everything on the table, because the Buckeyes are not projected to play in the NCAA tournament. They're on the verge of going 500. They might not make the NIT. And Chris Holtman could be looking at maybe next year being his last year as a Buckeye basketball coach. Coach, like your life depends on winning basketball games. And we're going to see what's going on. I wonder when the players want to tap in and play with all the energy and effort. And I wonder when Chris Holtman can tap into what the players have to get them to dig deeper in themselves. This team's confusing. Too much talent. They have way too much talent to be playing the basketball like they have been. Thanks, guys, for tuning into this to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow talking more Buckeye football and maybe a little Buckeye basketball will be sprinkled in as well.